Okay, the topic of tonight's shiur is going to be someone who is traveling. Is someone who's traveling chayiv to sit in a sukkah or not? That's the sukkah we're going to be learning. It's on Daf Kof Vav Amud Aleph. It starts with the words Tana Rabbanan about 10 lines down on the page. The Gemara says as follows: Tana Rabbanan, Holche Drachim Bayom, Piturim Min HaSukkah Bayom. Someone who's traveling during the day is exempt from sukkah during the day. Holchei drachim v'chayavim b'layla. And such a person, if he's only traveling during the day, so he's chayav in sukkah at night. Holchei drachim b'layla, patur min ha-sukkah b'layla v'chayavim b'yom. If you're traveling at night, so you're exempt from sukkah at night, and you're obligated in sukkah by day. Holchei drachim b'yom uva-layla, if you're traveling both by day and by night, patur min ha-sukkah b'yom 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 b'layla. So this is clearly from what the Gemara says, a guy is traveling not for a mitzvah. He's just traveling. He's just going, I don't know, we'll see what he's going for, but it's not for a mitzvah. How do I know that? Because in the next line of the Gemara, Holchim ledvar mitzvah, however, if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, then you are peturin bein bayom uvein balayla. The presumption being here, if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, even if you're only traveling during the day, you're going to be exempt at night. So again, if you're traveling stam, so then only if you're just traveling not for a mitzvah, we'll see for what in a second. That's going to be one of the main topics we're going to talk about today. But if you're not traveling for a mitzvah, the Gemara says, then you're exempt only when you're traveling. If you're traveling during the day, you're exempt by day, but chayiv at night. If you're traveling at night, you're exempt at night, but you're chayiv during the day. If you're traveling both by day and by night, then you're exempt both by day and by night. However, if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, says the Gemara, then if you're traveling during the day, you're even exempt by night. Says the Gemara, how do I know this from a story? So the Gemara says, Ki ha de Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna, like the case of Rav Chista and Rabba bar Rav Huna, ki havi aile b'shabata de Rigla, when they used to go up to visit the Reish Galusa, Lebei Reish Galusa, when they used to go visit the exilarch, the head rabbi of the Galus in Bavel, that they used to go visit for Shabbata Derigla, I guess either on Yontif or Shabbos, that was Yontif. There's a mitzvah, Chayav Adam L'Hakol Pnei Rabba Beregel, you have to go visit your Rebbe on Yontif. So when they used to go up to visit the Reish Galusa on Yontif, that's certainly a mitzvah. Havuganu Ariksa Desura, they used to sleep on the banks of the river Sura, they would sleep outside the sukkah. Amre, and they said that the reason why they used to sleep outside the sukkah is shluchei mitzvah anan upturin. Since we are on our way up to visit the grand rabbi, the Reish Galusa, even though at nighttime they weren't actually traveling, they were camped along the way, they were exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. So once again, the Gemara concludes, holchei drachim bayom are peturim in the sukkah bayom, holchei drachim balayla peturim in the sukkah balayla, but holchim ledvar mitzvah, even if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, then even if you are only traveling during the day, and you're camped at night, you are exempt from sukkah even in the night. Many questions we have to ask ourselves here on this sukkah. First question is this really correct, that just because you're traveling along the way, you're exempt from a sukkah, you're traveling, you're doing anything you're doing? So Rashi sticks in one word here. Tosa sticks in another word. We'll see in one second. Look, what word does Rashi stick in? Let's look at Rashi. Holchei drachim bayom, peturim in a sukkah bayom. That's on line, the fourth line. Holchei drachim bayom, peturim in a sukkah bayom, says Rashi. Why is this? Why is it that someone who's traveling is exempt from a sukkah? What do you mean? Who says you're, why are you exempt from a sukkah? Just because you're traveling. Right? If you're traveling, you don't have to keep Shabbos. I mean, if you're traveling, Vasepis, what do you mean all of a sudden? You don't have to keep Shabbos if you're traveling? I mean, you don't have to eat in the sukkah? Why? Why not? So Rashi says, Dechsev, Basukos Teshu. The Torah says, Basukos Teshu, we darshin, Ke'ein Yeshivas Beisa. That you only have to live in the sukkah the way you would normally live in your home. Kishem Shekol Hashana Enonin Nami Leches Baderech Bischora. Rashi highlights, just like all year long, you're not going to hold yourself back from going on a business trip. B'schora. Just like all year long, you're not going to hold yourself back from going on a business trip. Kach kol yivos ha-chag. So too all the days of Sukkot. She'eno yom tov, which are not yom tov. Lo hitzricho ha-kosav limnoa. The Torah does not obligate you to hold back from going on a business trip. So says the Gemara, if you're going on a trip that you must do for your business, you are exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah. That's what the Gemara says and Rashi said. Now again, the Gemara doesn't specify a business trip. Rashi throws in Schora, seemingly just as an example. Just as an example. That's what Rashi says. You're on your business trip, and why is that? Because just like all year long you go on a business trip and you don't eat in your house, you're only obligated to eat in the sukkah the way you ate in the house. So just like all year long you travel for business all the time, you have to travel, every 2 weeks you have to travel for business, and there's going to be no sukkah, the place you're going to go to, you have to go for business, and there's going to be no sukkah. You're exempt. You're exempt from sukkah because that meal, even had it been 2 weeks earlier, you wouldn't have eaten in the sukkah. You're still eating in the middle of nowhere. You're going on business wherever you're going. So you only have to eat in the sukkah the way you used to eat in your house. And since you always travel on business anyway, so you're exempt. The schor. We'll get back to the holchel l'dvar mitzvah in a second. Let's just plug it in the back of your minds. Holchel l'dvar mitzvah are patur by yom uvalayla. Here you're more exempt if you're on your way to do a mitzvah. Interesting, the Gemara doesn't think going for your parnassah is called a mitzvah. That's another shiur we gave last year that it could be re'ichayim isha asher hafta. The making of parnassah is also a mitzvah. Apparently it's not the same level of mitzvah. We'll talk about that. Yeah.
Does that allow you actually to eat a full meal, like with bread and outside of the sukkah, or just
Pashup Shat? Pashup Shat, a full meal. Achil Sarai, you're allowed to always eat outside the sukkah. There's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Pashup Shat, a full meal with bread is no problem. Wait, pass on the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see in a second. Yeah. So, why, if you're going Holchel Dvar Mitzvah, why are you Pater by Yom Uvalayla? Take that. I'm not going to sit in there. Hochel Dvar Mitzvah Peturim after 10 years in the Shiri. Hochel Dvar Mitzvah Peturim by Yom Valaila. If you're on your way to do a mitzvah, you're exempt both by day and by night. Why? Achal Bishen Hochanela Bayom, Rashi says. And when it comes to if you're on your way to business, then you're only putter when you're actually traveling. But if you're at night at rest and you're not traveling, then you are not exempt. You're only exempt during the day when you're traveling. Mishum detridin v'do'agim v'machsheves ha-mitzvah v'tikuneha v'turman ha-mitzvah. So Rashi learns why, if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, are you exempt from the mitzvah even at night? Because even though at night you're not actually on your way, you're not actually involved in the mitzvah, Rashi says, however, you are torud, you're thinking about the mitzvah, and you're worried about exactly how you're going to do the mitzvah. So when it comes to a mitzvah, all of that's considered to be osek b'mitzvah, pator min ha-mitzvah. So even though you're camped at night, and you're not actually involved in this, but you're thinking about how to do the mitzvah, you're worrying about how to do the mitzvah in the best way. So if you're on your way, let's say, to visit your Rebbe or something, and you're figuring out at night which train you're going to take the next day and how you're going to get there and where exactly it is, and you're thinking about where the address is and you're looking it up and you're doing all the things. So that's why, according to Rashi, we'll see the Ritva and the Hagos HaShrit disagree. We'll get to that in 1 second, but that's Rashi. Why were these rabbis considered to be Shluchim Mitzvahan? Shebanu Lishma HaDrasha. First of all, they were going to hear a shir from the Reish Galusa. That's on the way to do a mitzvah. Well, Ahakvil Pnei Reish Galusa. That's why Rashi gave those examples, if you remember, at the beginning of the So,
they probably shouldn't say Shema either.
They probably should not say Shema either. Okay.
If they're torrid
like a chasan on the first night.
Could be. Shluchei mitzvah. Depends. Maybe just for the first pasuk they can get themselves together. Could be. Could be they are part of Shema. Now, so I remember, I think I told you the story. I don't know if I told you the story or not, but I used to be an NCSY advisor in my previous lifetime. And actually, on the... one of the things that we did, we instituted when... the truth is, my wife and I, before we were husband and wife, when we ran the NCSY chapter together, actually the trip that we actually met each other on was a trip to Toronto. And so we were the youth directors in the shul in B'nai Sherin and Teaneck, the heads of the NCSY chapter. So we said we got to make a big splash, So we took a 2-day overnight trip to Toronto 25 years ago. We're going to arrange for the kids on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We're going to have a thing. So, of course, I knew the Gemara. The Gemara says, Holchei Drachim, the Turman of Sukkot Vayom. So I asked the rabbi, the shul at the time. So we're going to be at Niagara Falls on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We're going to have a barbecue. So half of the girls, you know, no problem. They can eat outside the sukkah. But so I asked the rabbi if it was okay, because I knew the Gemara, Holchei Drachim, Petur Ben HaSukkah. That's the Gemara says. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Holchei Drachim, Petur Ben HaSukkah. So I asked the rabbi, is it okay if we eat outside the sukkah? So the rabbi says, don't you know Rav Moshe's tshuva about that? So I said, no, I didn't know Rav Moshe's tshuva. So apparently, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses, and he says, the Gemara's heter of Holchei Drachim is only limited to, as Rashi sticks in, Holchim L'Schora. If you're on your way for business, which is something that you have to do, not something that you just simply want to do. Let's look at Rav Moshe's tshuva inside. Uvidvar lotzeis l'tiyul u'tanug ba'alma l'makom shelo yil osuk. I was asked the question, Rav Moshe says, because the Gemara says, Holchei Drachim. Holchei Drachim means you're on your way. You go to a baseball game, not on Sukkot also. Right? It's not a teshu kein taduru. One could argue, I go to a baseball game all the time, so what's the difference? If I go here, I go there. It's not, when I go to a baseball game, I don't eat in my living room, I eat in a ballpark. So I should also be exempt from the sukkah. One could certainly make such an argument. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Mistavar l'nes daiti she'osr. So Rav Moshe says it's usr to go to the park or go to a baseball game or go take a trip for pleasure and eat outside the sukkah. Why? The Holchei Drachim she'isa b'sukkah dav chavav kishehu l'dvar horishus she'peturin al kol panim b'yom. Who kishaholchin lemischar? Rav Moshe says that whole Gemara, like Rashi stuck in there, even though it doesn't say it in the Gemara, but Rav Moshe says that whole Gemara that exempts you from a sukkah, that's only if you're going lemischar. V'chayote, shutzorech mamish, v'gamu l'chol adam, shebishvil zeh hayatzorech lotzeis gam mibeso. That's a universally... Everybody works for a living, right? At least one time everybody used to work for a living, but everybody works for a living, so everybody's got to go out of the house to go. Everybody's got to go out of the house to go work. That's a universal thing that everybody, it's objectively clear that you have to leave your house to go to work. You don't just stay at home and make the money. Shalochein. In such a circumstance, you have to leave your house for something that everybody does. In that type of case, so you are permitted to leave the sukkah. However, if it's just to take a tiyul, just for your own personal pleasure and benefit, she'ein l'zeh shum tzorech. Ainu klum ma shebishvil tavaso v'hana aso hayoyotzi mibeso. He says, and check yourself. I mean, think about this for a second. Adam sheyesh harbe pa'amim sheyoshin b'chatzeiro tachas kapos hashamayim mishum shenene b'zeh yoyser mi babayis. A person who just stam likes to camp out. He likes to camp out in his backyard. That's it. He likes to sleep outside. My wife's been trying to get me for a long time. We should go on a camping trip and camp out. I like my bed, but you know, she says the kids will love it. We got to go. We should camp out. Rabbi Storch did it last time. Rabbi Storch has gone every vacation in the history of anywhere. So he's camping out somewhere in California, in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, it's great. You know, after 3 days with no electricity, I think they were ready to call it in there also. But so a person who just gets hana from camping out. Do you want to tell me? Says Rabbi Moshe. He gets more hana out of sleeping outside under the stars, more than sleeping in his bed. Just because this is something that you would normally leave your house from, you think that exempts you from besukkah? He says, if that's true, why do you tell me only someone who the sukkah causes you pain is part of the sukkah? It should have just said anyone who likes more sleeping outside in the backyard than sleeping in his house is also part of the sukkah. Says Rav Moshe. Lomar mitzdar. Hayel lomar. Mi shenen aleishi b'chotza. Yosim b'bayis. Va'asukkah. Part of the sukkah. Someone who likes camping outside more than the house, he's part of the sukkah. Then he says, well, maybe you could reject that. Va'afshi yishu alinchos. The Rav Moshe mitzdar dafka le'inyin Leilech Rishon Bebayis Bishvil Zed Lugabe Abayis Lelitah B'Zesh Yishul Yosan. No, okay, he has a little bit of a cheshbon over here, which he tries to reject. I don't want to go through the details of that, but he says, Lo Mistev No Hakshav Kain, etc. V'gam Mefurish B'Magad Avram Simen Tafresh Mem Sifkat Yudalit De'im Ein Yechol En Lishin Kol Kach B'Tov B'Sukkah. We're going to come to this in a second. The Magad Avram writes in Tafresh Mem that if you can't sleep so well in the Sukkah, V'yihiyu Yegeim L'machor V'lo Yuchlu L'kayim HaMitzvah Karoi Peturin. The Magen Avram writes, we're going to see that in one second, that if you're going to be so tired, let's say you have to do a mitzvah the next day, and if you're going to sleep in the sukkah, you're not going to get a good night's sleep, and you're going to be so tired that you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah the next day with the appropriate focus and concentration. If you're on your way to do a mitzvah, and you won't be able to be mekayem mitzvah karoi, peturin. Hare debishvil hanos hashena yoser aser. It's not just that you're going to get a better night's sleep that it's going to get you better. If it's going to affect your ability to do a mitzvah tomorrow, then it's okay. But just because you'll get a better night's sleep by itself, if there's no mitzvah that's going to be affected, that by itself is not a good enough reason. V'din zehu af kishahashena b'chutz tov lo yoser kishaini l'chol mitzvah. The Hamakar Magen Avraham, it's from the Hagos Hashri, which we're going to see in a second, who said that the guys who slept on the banks of the river, the reason why they did it is because they're going to be able to be oisek in the mitzvah better tomorrow. We'll see that in a second. Alma says a Moshe, you see from that story, the shalol letzorach mitzvah. If it's not letzorach mitzvah, b'shvil ha'ano, just because you like it better somewhere else, just because you like sleeping better outside, just because you like going to a Yankee game, just because you like going to the park, that's not a reason to get you out of a sukkah. If you're mitzvah, you're exempt. Or if you're on your way to do a mitzvah and you can't sleep so well, and your sleep is going to make you not perform the mitzvah so well, then you're exempt. But just because you want to get more pleasure out of somewhere, just for pleasure, that's as you sowed here. Just because you want to have pleasure or sleep better, that doesn't get you out of a sukkah. Hang on one second, let me just finish it. Shapirish, yeah. Alma de shalol tzorach mitzvah b'shvil ha'ha noah. If it's not Litzorach Mitzvah, just for the pleasure, I'll get to your question one second. You'll listen, Baruch, give me one second. And then he says, V'gam below zehone, noshin ala sei, be'idun rischa, kishim mevakish, tatztaki, lemifnar mea mitzvah. We're not supposed to look for excuses to get out of mitzvahs, nidnach menachos. Af open charlo, hanor, belvishas, begad, rapture, mitzitzit, devad, lov, kavanli, pardon, mitzitzit, etc. He talks about a case that you have over there, menachos. Lochein, mistaver, de lelich, letiul, ulatainug, lemakom, shalek, asukah. Usser. If it's just for pleasure, says Rav Moshe, to go to a place where there's no sukkah, that's going to be forbidden. He says, look at Rav Sternbach, and I'm baruch you with Chag Sameach. Yes, Jonas and Bar.
Yeah, so according to this logic, anyone who sleeps better in a bed than in a sukkah can say, I'll be able to say Kriya Shema better in the morning.
I mean, obviously, you know, everyone's got to say a gvul. I mean, is your Kriya Shema going to be that much better just from sleeping in? If it's really going to be that much better, maybe anechanabi, but I mean,
this tshuva doesn't really speak to your situation, because you were osek b'mitzvah. I assume you were hired these kids.
Kiruv. The old heta kiruv. The old NCS war heta kiruv.
Anything goes.
Almost anything goes. All right. We're not. And we got to shut the tape if we don't talk about that. That's for a different time. Very good. Thank you, Shmuel. Yes, I appreciate that. It's true. Lamaisa, it is true. We definitely were. That's very sharp. I wasn't smart enough to think about that with the rabbi, so I should have told him. Or he wasn't buying it either. But anyway, I got to know my wife. That on the 8-hour bus ride home is when I met my wife. Now Rav Avadya Yosef has the same question. He just adds a cute little point. This only applies to Sephardi families in Israel, but you have to see what he says there. First, he quotes one other whole discussion, which we're going to have in one second. And then he says, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, of course, forbade going on Tiulim. He says you shouldn't go on Tiulim because you have no sukkah.
Where there's no sukkah.
Not in so, general. Hold on. Listen, no. So listen to Rav Avadya. Listen to what he writes. He has a better one. Rav Avadya says, however, so he quotes Rav Moshe, and he seems to agree with it. Right? I still Rav Avadya was forbidding. I don't agree. Rav Avadya was agreeing to Rav Moshe that it's not a good idea. But he says, Ella, she'im no sim b'machonit tender. However, says Rav Avadia, you have a very simple way around it. If you happen to be going on your vacation in a mechonit tender, which I guess means like one of those trucks, you know, with like a flatbed, whatever, like a 4x4, you know, that you have a thing in the back there. So Rav Avadia says, no problem, Rav Avadia says. Yesh le'efsherut laso sukkah al ha-mechonit. No problem. Just build a sukkah on the back of your flatbed truck. V'yichon lechol basu des teva gam betoch kedei nesiyah. Even on the road, even while you're going, it's no problem to eat in the sukkah. Ukimochi shanina kayote bezeb mishnah ha'osa sukkasa barosh ha'agala or barosh ha'svina k'sheira. If you make a sukkah on a boat or you make a sukkah on the wagon on the back of your car, I guess if you have a sunroof, maybe on the car also you can just put some schach on the sunroof. And I don't know if it's more; it's got to be more than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. It's a pretty big sunroof. I don't know if the sunroof would qualify, but that's what he says. And you have also a good you have dofen akuma there on the middle of the car. You got so whatever. We'll get to that. So he says, "Upirish Rashi v'avavisha rosh ha'gola mital telas he ve'ena kvuah k'shera hol v'daylon b'sukkah shi'diras harai v'chein pasuk atorva shulchan aruch." That even if it's a movable sukkah, it's still good. Because of Magen Avraham shafilu b'shoa shasfina hilaches bayam. The Magen Avraham says even at the time that the boat is traveling, here's a good new cruise idea for somebody. You can have you want to set a cruise on Sukkot, you know, to go even while it's going. Rav Avadia says it's no problem. The nearest you in the sukkah she b'mechonit ha-tender. If you have a sukkah on the tender, she k'sheira gam k'sheino saz. V'amna prima godem yotzal dibud arvachodah shadavka b'sfina shadavka b'kach. So he says the prima godem doesn't like this. The prima godem says it only works on a boat. You know, a moving sukkah only works on a boat that you normally would eat on the boat, or it's normal for the boat to be moving while you're eating. Avo besukah sheba agala eno yotze ela keshehi omedes. It's only when it's stopped it's good in the agala. Velo b'shah shasus in motion masa, not when the horses are pulling it. Ulam hagaon bal orach laner. The orach laner in his sefer Bikurei Yaakov already proves clearly to be machshir even while the wagon is moving. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shaar Tzion that the Aruch Laner is correct about this. Ube'emes shekein misbar b'meiri, who writes, even if the agol and the sfina holchem ledarka and v'ena sukkah mes makamecha k'shera u'mikol makom, says Rav Avadia. So he thinks it's kasha. So he gives the hatzdaka with the entire Israel. I mean, you know, in Israel, the entire place is going to Yulin. The whole sukkah is all over the place. Rav Avadia needs to find a way that they can do it. So he says, just build the sukkah in the back of the truck is no problem. But then he says, when we come, it's better not to go on the family tiulim and chalamoid. Ulahakdish manul talmud torah can work b'yushaim or cutting. Klum aslas malach chalamoid el kadesh you ochlim b'shosin ba'oskim ba'torah. And of course, about this he says, "Va'kiyotz v'damar Rabbi Elazar mishabeach ani esah atzlanim." I'd like to praise the lazy people. She'ain yotzim b'tei b'regel. Ishma chacham v'yosef lekach. Azay zak chacham Ovadia. So that's just an interesting point about sukkah on the teal. Now, we learned that if you're on your way to a mitzvah, you're pater bin mayom in malayla. Why? Why are you even pater at night if you're only traveling during the day? You're only traveling to mitzvah. So we already saw that Rashi, we saw before, that Rashi said, why is it that you're pater? Rashi had the lashon, if you look back at the Rashi, Rashi's language was that what? In other words, that at night you're still called an osik bar mitzvah. Why, according to Rashi? Because you're worried about the mitzvah, you're thinking about the mitzvah at night, you're dreaming about the mitzvah, how are you supposed to do it? So if you're thinking about it and you're worried about it, that's still called osik bar mitzvah. That's the way Rashi said. However, other Rishonim disagree, and the Ritva writes something slightly different. The Ritva says, no. The only time you're exempt at night, says the Ritva, like we saw in Rashi in Tosfos earlier, the only time you're potter, says the Ritva, pirish kishuhu beinyan she'em yis'akvu leishi besuka shema yera lahem bitul b'mitzvah. Ki hadar Rav Chista v'rava Rav Huna d'gadol asfas hanahar, the Rav and Rav Chista who slept on the banks of the river on the way to go visit the Rebbe, the reason they didn't go find the sukkah is k'deish yimharu lavo baboka lebeisavedus l'shemar drasha derigla, because had they gone around looking for a sukkah, by the time they would have found a sukkah somewhere apparently was right near the base medrash where they slept, so they can wake up in the morning and go straight to the shir. If they would have had to go find a sukkah to sleep at night, till they would have woken up in the morning, they would have missed. They would have come late to the shir or missed some of the learning. So says the Ritva, the only time you say shluchei mitzvah are p'tur min asukah balayla when they're traveling during the day, it's only in b'chi ha'gavn, in such a case where sleeping in a sukkah at night would prevent them from actually being doing it. So then you really consider it to be an oseg b'mitzvah even at night, not because of the worry or because of your concern, because you're going to miss it. You're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. So that's going to delay you. So you have to sleep outside in order for you to perform the mitzvah. So you're mamish an oseg b'mitzvah now as well. That's the way the Ritva has it. And the Hagos HaShri, is a commentary on the start of the Rush, I believe written by the Rush himself. Anybody know? Hagos HaShri. I'm pretty sure it was Hago on the Rush. I'm not 100% sure about that. But the Hagos HaShri, which is a commentary right on the start of the Rush, so he says, is it written by the Rush himself? I thought it was written by the Rush himself. Anyway, he says, let's check it out. Who wrote the Hagos HaShri? Anybody know? Perish or Rush? Tosas or Rush? I don't know. Anyway, the Hagos HaShri writes on the side of the Rush what we saw before, quoted by Moshe and the Tshuva. Nir l'Rav Yah, Mishum, Dekishenachim, V'yishenim ba'layla l'hanasim, Yicholim l'macha l'asok tvei, V'aviyakol b'chlal oskim v'mitzvah. A slightly different formulation that the reason why you're exempt from sukkah at night is because the better sleep that you get at night, the more koichus, and the more kavana, and the more focus you'll be allowed during the day. If you have to sleep in a sukkah at night, you're not going to be able to perform the mitzvah with the same level of omets. So if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, like if you sleep, this is so true for a man, if you sleep at night, so then if you go to shiur the next day, you're going to be half asleep because you didn't get a good night's sleep. If you didn't get a good night's sleep the night before in a bed, not outside, so then you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. So that's considered to be osek the mitzvah. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about is the dispute between the Magen Avraham and the Lavush. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch, it says like this. Holchei drachim bayom, pitur min asukah bayom, v'chayavim balayla. Holchei drachim balayla, pitur balayla v'chayavim bayom. Comes along the Ramah and makes the following statement about. So let's assume, for argument's sake, gentlemen, that the Rabbeinu is correct, and we're talking here about someone who's on his way for business. Right? We're not talking about somebody who's going for a tiyul. Let's assume for a tiyul, there's no head to the cloth. We're talking about a guy who's going for business. So during the day, he's on his way for business. He's hacking, he's buying, he's selling, whatever he's doing, he's exempt from the sukkah. He's exempt. But at night, when he's at home in the hotel, so he should try to find the nearest sukkah. He's chayv in sukkah at night. Oh. So it says the Ramah, v'davka kishiyuchlu limtzo sukkah. The only time we say yischayv at night is if it's possible for him to find the sukkah. Aval, im einam motzim sukkah. However, if you don't find the sukkah, you don't have a sukkah on the way, then you're allowed to go on the business trip even if you're not going to have the sukkah at night. Yuchal leilech ledarko. You are allowed to go on the business trip. Af shelo yashvuba lo yom v'lo laila. Even if you don't eat in the sukkah or sleep in the sukkah, neither by day nor by night, kishar yemos hashana she'enu miyachdaka mishum beso. Just like the other days of the year, that you're not going to not go on the business trip just because you're not going to stay at home. At night you'll find somewhere else till you go at a hotel or you go at somebody else's house who doesn't have a sukkah. Wherever you're going to sleep if you're on a business trip. See, even though the Mechaber seems to say clearly you're chayv at night, which would imply that if you can't find the sukkah at night, you can't go on the business trip. The Rama says no. He quotes from the Ran. I looked all over that Ran, couldn't really find it. But the point is that there's a machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Lavush. How to understand this Ramah. Again, medavka kashiyach limtzel sukkah. Avalim einam motzim sukkah. If you can't find the sukkah, you're allowed to go, says the Ramah. The question is, what does the Ramah mean over here? If you can find the sukkah. What does it mean if you can't find the sukkah, you can go? What does that mean? So here you have a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Levush. And it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and other places also. It's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and other places as well. So let's group this together. Group them all, so then we can move the whole thing together. Oh, there we go. Okay. So he says like this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avol im einam motzim sukkah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzalomer, shehishtadel. He tried to find the sukkah. Velo matzah sukkah svivo sav. And he did not find a sukkah around him. Yuchal lecho velolun v'oso makom v'li sukkah. So he's allowed to go and eat and sleep in that place without a sukkah. Samach Aleph, who's that? Levush v'shar achronim u'kfima shabiyar tibri alacha delo kamagan avram. We'll see that in one second. Ve'eno m'chuyav lasos sukkah. In other words, you're allowed to sleep without a sukkah if you can't find a sukkah, and you're not obligated to make a sukkah. Behold, Messiah, Yuchlo Leilech Ledarkam. And this that the Ramah concludes and says that it's permissible for you to even set out on the business trip if you know there's going to be no sukkah there. Rotzalomar, Afilu im hu yodea bebeso, Shebederech Shaholech lo yimtza sham sukkah. Even when you're starting out on the business trip in your house, you know that on the way there isn't going to be any sukkah over there. Afil hachi mutter lotzeis mi beso. Nevertheless, you are allowed to leave your house. The klal biyadeinu, because the rule that we have in our hands is teishvu kein taduru, that you only have to sit in a sukkah in a way that you normally sit in your house. And just like you normally go on business trips the rest of the year, and you're out of the house, and you're on the road, and you're eating in the market, and you're eating at the convention, and you're eating in the hotel, and you're not eating in your house, and you're sleeping in a hotel, you're not sleeping in the house. So the Magen Avraham, the Levush holds. It's mutter lotzeis mi beso dechlal biyadeinu teishvu kein taduru v'chein ner libesiv kum lametes. So the Shara team points out, this is the opinion of the Shara Achronim, O kefi ma'asheh v'yad to bebir halacha, delo kemagen Avram. This is against the Magen Avram, because the Magen Avram says, what do you mean? Okay, one second, Mike. The Magen Avram says, the Gemara says, holchim drachim bayom, arpatur bayom, v'chayom balayla. So if you can't find a sukkah, so you got to build one. So bring one. So go find some, bring along with you on the business trip, bring along some wood and bring it, and make one. So the Magen Avraham, the Levush says, the impact of the Gemara, the point of the Gemara is that you're not obligated to build a sukkah. If there's a sukkah around, you're obligated to sit in it at night. But if there's no sukkah around, you're not obligated to build a sukkah. Says the Magen Avraham, no, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, holchei drachim bayom or chayavim balayla. Chayavim balayla means, if you want to go on that business trip, so during the day you're exempt while you're hacking in the business. But when you're sleeping at night, you're not doing a business, then you're obligated to build a sukkah. You're obligated to build one. And Teishu Kein Taduru does not exempt you from that. Yamaiki, sorry, cut you.
Just to be clear, halakha l'maisa, does that mean, what is Tolkei Drachim? Does that actually mean on a business trip, or I go to work in a city and that's what I do every day? Every day I eat lunch, not in my house, I eat lunch in my office. Does that mean that every day?
So I think if you have to be there, I guess it depends how close you have a sukkah around. If there's a sukkah close to you, then you should try to go to the sukkah. But if there is, again, I'm not a posek. You got to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I'm not a posek. But technically speaking, that sounds like you should be. I mean, you could also maybe have fish that day, right? You could have meat. You could have fish for lunch. You don't have to eat bread, but technically, strictly speaking, it sounds to me like the din would be that you're obligated. Does anybody see it differently? I mean, that seems to be the clear halacha. Bayom, if you're mamish in the middle of the workday, yeah, it sounds like for sure you're exempt. It sounds like you're exempt. Okay. And finally, the last thing, yeah.
This is a local focus, but sukkah is a part of a more general idea of how much we take future considerations into what I do today. Yeah.
Very good question. You want to know what's the yisod of machlokas? What's the yisod of machlokas?
It's not supposed to be shown if I turn on a focus before Shabbos.
I thought it was something a little bit different. I thought it was a question fundamentally of how do we understand Teshuva Kein Taduru. In other words, does Teshuva Kein Taduru tell me that there's Bechlal no Chi of Sukkah at all, or is it just telling you how you observe? This is Rabbi Storch thought, you know, he gave out the notes to the Rebbe. He wanted to analyze it. This question of, does Teshuva Kein Taduru say that Bechlal, if this is a way that you would normally eat, so there's no Chi of Sukkah Bechlal, so you don't have to build, you don't have to see, you don't have to do anything. Others say, no, Teshuva Kein Taduru is just telling you that this is the tzir in which you don't have to observe the mitzvah on a very limited case, but it's not telling you that this totally exempts you, that a total Teshuva Kein Taduru tells you that there's no chiyuv bechlal. It means that you can get around various side points here and there. You don't have to eat during the day, but it doesn't exempt you bechlal from the whole thing. But I hear what you're saying. You want to say that the question is whether you have to be so smart when you're starting out on the trip in the beginning, whether you have to already prepare and...
It's part of like the whole Shomer Shabbos residency question, a lot of questions. But one of it is, you know, putting yourself in a position where you're going to have to do Shomer Shabbos later on.
If you know from the beginning,
now, what's going
to
be
right? That's a very fascinating question, right? And as if you have a choice to go to two residencies, once you're there, I see the doctor starting to get excited. Anyway, once you're in the program, so you're going to be able to be Mechal Shabbos, you'll be Mutter. But if you know you can go to a Shomer Shabbos residency where you won't have to be Mechal Shabbos in the first place, right? Is it Hutra or the Chuya? How do you understand it? Is it better to be in a residency that you won't have to do in the first place? Okay. I hear that again. I can hide behind the fact that I'm not a posek. But, okay. Let's see the Gemara a little bit further. The Gemara talks a little bit more about Teshuva Kein Taduru, a little bit more further in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara continues. Shomrei ha'ir bayom petur min asukah bayom v'chayom malayel. The watchmen of the city during the day are exempt from sukkah during the day, the chayav at night. Shomrei ha'ir balayla, the watchmen of the city at night, petur min asukah balayla, chayav b'yom. They're exempt from sukkah at night, they're obligated during the day. Shomrei ha'ir bein bayom v'vein balayla, the watchmen of the city, both by day and both by night, are exempt from sukkah both by day and both by night. Shomrei ginos upardesim, the watchmen of the orchards and the gardens, I assume vegetable gardens and fruit orchards, Peturin, Vein Bayom, Vein Balayla, asks the Gemara Kasha, why are they exempt? V'le'evde sukkah, hasam, v'leisvu. If you're watching the garden, what's the problem? If you're watching the orchard, watching the garden, so put down a sukkah and build a sukkah. You got plenty of wood out there, you got plenty of stuff to make a sukkah. Why don't you put a sukkah over there? The Gemara presents a machloket. Abaye omar, teshu kein tadur. Abaye says no. You're not obligated to build a sukkah out in the yard because that's not a place. Well, we'll see. Why is it Teshuva Kein Taduru? Look at Rashi for 1 second. Why is it Teshuva Kein Taduru? Says Rashi, Kein Taduru, Kederach Shu Dar Kol Hashana Bebeso, the way you live all you own in your house, his Kikoso Torah Lahaniach Diraso, the Lodur Kanda Sukkah. The same way you live in your house all year long, that's the way the Torah requires you to now leave your house and to live in the sukkah. In mitosav, you got to schlep your bed out to the sukkah. Uklei tashmisha, and your dishes out to the sukkah. Umatza osav, and your blankets and your mattresses. Vezeh eino yachol lavi an sham b'pnei haTorah. And you can't bring all your stuff out there. If you're going to be a watchman out in the fields, out in the middle of nowhere, it's a schlep, it's a huge bother, it's very difficult for you to bring all your stuff out there, and since you can't actually live there the same way you would have lived in the house with the same comforts and the same bed, because you can't schlep all that stuff out there, because it's a tircha, so therefore Chazal say, we do not obligate you to schlep it out. That's the way Rashi understands it. The Meiri gives this another little knesh here. It's not just that it's a schlep. The Meiri says, it's not just that it's a schlep. Let me see if I have the Meiri here for you. I believe I do. He says, the Gemara says, why can't you make a sukkah? Abaye says, Teshuva Kein Taduru klomar, Shemeachar shezeh koveh dirosol l'sham, since you have to bring all your stuff out there, Shelo lohaniach perosav l'mikra, you can't just leave your fruit for somebody to take it, Im yasa sukkah l'sham, afu tzarech l'havi sham mitaso uklei tashmish, you're going to have to schlep your bed and your dishes there, Shatar amr Teshuva Kein Taduru klomar, So Rashi sounded like it was just a problem that it was the tircha of bringing it out there. But he says more. We'll see in a second. Further analysis of this. Says the Meiri, the problem is if you schlep your bed out to the sukkah out there in the field, and all of a sudden starts pouring, ein lo makam lefanosim, you can have nowhere to put your bed. Varehu kim murshe meikaro mitoras hatircha yisera shebepinuyo she'ein lo makam l'shem lefanosam. So the Torah doesn't obligate you to lose your entire bedding and all of your stuff because it's going to get drenched and soaked and ruined in the rain. So that's the huge tircha, not the schlepping it out there in the beginning like Rashi says, but the hefsid mamon. It's not just the tircha. So we'll see in a second, right? What? How far does teshuva kein tadur take you? Is it only does teshuva kein tadur only mean that only if you're going to stand to lose a lot of money, you're going to get all your stuff. You have nowhere to put it, so you're going to lose it. So therefore, that's what exempts you? Or no, Rashi says, even just the tircha. Even just the tircha, again, you see the same issue that we saw before in the Levush and the Magen Avraham. How do you understand Teshu Kein Tadiru? Is Teshu Kein Tadiru just say that it's mamish if this is going to be a completely uproot your ability to live, that's what exempts you? Or no, it's just the detail. Even if there's just a little, even if it's just the tircha involved, so that it's a Teshu Kein Tadiru is a detail of the mitzvah of sukkah. It's telling you how to observe sukkah, not that it's the whole foundation of when you're mechuyev in sukkah in the first place. It sounds like when the Meiri says that it's got to be a situation that your mamash is going to lose money, so that's a complete destruction of the whole home structure. Not just that it's going to be a tercha, it's going to be a bother, but that your mamash lose money from it. So that's going to be a problem of teshu kein tadur. At any rate, that's Abaye's opinion. Abaye says, why can't you build a sukkah out there in the field? Abaye says, because... So Abaye says, Abaye Amar Teshu Kein Tadur. Either one of the two formulations we just had. Now, Rava Amar, Rava doesn't say because of Teshu Kein Tadur. Rava says, Pirtza Kara Lagana. Pirtza Kara Lagana. What's Pirtza Kara Lagana? You know why Chazal don't obligate, you know why the Torah doesn't obligate you to build a sukkah out there in the fields when you're watching your apples and you're watching your vegetables and you're watching your stuff? Because if you sit in the sukkah and eat while all the fields are out there, the sukkah's got at least three walls, right? So, and you got to watch a lot of fields. You got to watch from the right side. And you're sitting in the sukkah, so the ganav, that's the second you go into the sukkah, you're opening up, you know, some of the side fields for the ganav to come in when he's not watching you. And that's a piritza karla ganav. That's like an invitation to a ganav to come take your stuff. Asks the Gemara, my benaya, what's the difference between these two reasons? To come into carry the peri, if you're only watching one big pile of fruit, so you could just have, it's a three-walled sukkah, so you could sit in the three walls and watch the one big pile, you don't have to worry about the ganav coming. Comes along Tosis, and Tosis is bothered by the following kash. Tosis is bothered, how could you say that one opinion holds of Teshuva Kein Tadur, and one opinion does not hold of Teshuva Kein Tadur? Everybody holds of Teshuva Kein Tadur, right? Abaye says Teshuva Kein Tadur. Rava says, no! It's not Teshuva Kein Tadur, Pirtza Kara Lagana. So Tosis runs right away and starts saying, Pirtza Kara Lagana. Lav mishum de lesle l'rava drash de Teshuva Kein Tadur. Don't think that the fact that Rava does not use the logic of Teshuva Kein Tadur in this case is because Rava doesn't hold of Teshuva Kein Tadur. That's ridiculous. There's so many basic halachos that are predicated on Teshuva Kein Tadur. Lav mishum de... Did Bryce say he'll come on? Pirah can never get that. Tosa doesn't explain what he means. He just says, don't think it's that he doesn't hold of Teshu Kein Tadur. Elamai, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? He holds of Teshu Kein Tadur, but he holds that Teshu Kein Tadur doesn't apply to this circumstance. Oh, so for that, you have to look at the Ritva. You have to look at the Ritva. Let's look at the Ritva one moment. Says the Ritva. Pirah tzakor l'gan. Pirish. Bim yeshe basukka yignivim in aperis v'yavalu hefsit. Asks the Ritva, t'miya milsa. Kash number one. Like same kash as Tosis. Why does Rava have to give a different answer? Abaye says that if you're watching out in the fields, you're watching your fruit, you're watching your vegetables out in the field, you're exempt because of Teshuva Kein Tadur, Abaye says. Either because it's a schlep or because you're going to lose money.
And since some people say that a tircha destroys a din d'oraisa.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Listen to what he's going to say. Exactly right. So first of all, Tfiyah Milsa. V'chilesle l'rava teshu kein taduru v'hataima d'cholo v'nstam. I'm going to come to you, poor mamash, in one second. That's the whole lake and a good that I'm trying to get it over here. T'miya milsa. V'chilesle l'rava teshu kein taduru v'hataima d'cholo. Why is the cholo patur in a sukkah? Teshu kein taduru. He's hanging out in his bed. He's not going even to the living room. Umitztayer, why is Mitztayer part of the sukkah? Where we ever find a Mitztayer gets you out of mitzvahs. Teishu came to Duru, right? V'holchei drachim, right? Mishum hachihu. It's all because of Teishu came to Duru. How can you tell me the rubber doesn't hold the Teishu came to Duru? Ulekaman nami darshin a Teishu came to Duru. Mikanam rukol shivasiyam adam osa sukkasa keva. Visu, and furthermore, second kashas of the Riva. Visu, and furthermore, a second kasha says the Ritva, Heichi potter le misukah mishemachshash hefsid mamon. Since when do you have a situation where just because you're going to lose money? So let's say the ganav is going to come. The ganav is going to come, so why is that exempt from a mitzvah just because the ganav is going to come? Where do you have such a thing like that, right? You have to spend up to one-fifth of your money on a mitzvah. Amavazvez, ayivazvez, yosem ichomesh. So maybe you should have to lose money. You have to lose money, do mitzvahs. Yeah, mitzvahs cost money. To buy a lul v'nesra costs money. To build a sukkah, it all costs money. So who says just because you can have a hefsid mamon, why does that exempt you from the mitzvah of sukkah as the mitzvah? V'chiyesh other niftar min a mitzvah kach. Are you exempt from a mitzvah because you're going to lose money? V'yesh Shlomo HaTos says no. Ditarvayu mishum teishu kin tadur. No. Both Rava and Abayi, l'chor, this ritva is pshat and tosfos. That's what tosfos means. Tosfos. Don't think that Rava doesn't hold Teishu can do it. Yeah, but he doesn't explain why. So why doesn't he say it? If he holds Teishu can do it, so why doesn't he apply it? Why doesn't he apply it? So the Ritva explains to you why not. They both hold of Teishu can do it. El. Da Abaye Dorish Le Tfei. Abaye extends Teishu can do it, as Shmuel Yitzchak just pointed out. Abaye extends Teishu can do it. Departa Le Afilu Shalob Makom Hefsid. Abaye extends Teishu Kein Taduru even to a situation, to a circumstance that you're not going to have a hefsid mamon. Afilu b'makom shelo, even if it's just a tircha, kevan she'ein darko lasos dira sosham. Since it's not the normal way to live out there in the field, that's not a place that you live, that alone is enough to say Teishvu Kein Taduru. You only have to live in a sukkah the way you live in the house, and since out there in the fields, that's not the place you'd normally live. You'd never normally live like that in the home, in those kind of circumstances, in that kind of situation. You'd never live in there in the home, so therefore you don't have to build a sukkah there. The Rava Svirli, no. Dekule hai lo dashino teishvu kein taduru, shelo las a sukkah el b'mogam shedarko l'kvosham besa. We don't extend. It's a machlokas on how to understand teishvu kein taduru. We don't extend Teishu and Kedur to mean that just because someone where you wouldn't normally live under those circumstances, there'd be a tircha, there'd be a difficulty in living out there. So because it's a tircha and it's not so difficult, so you could say Teishu Kein Tadur, you don't have to live that way. No, that's not what Teishu Kein Tadur means. Aval kishiyesh lo hefsid v'dav. But if you're going to lose money, if you're going to lose money over the thing, v'islei tzara, upseda, that you're going to have real pain and a real loss. Baha patrina le misham teishu kein taduru. That's where only if you can actually lose money. So then we say no one wants to live in a situation in a way that they're going to lose money. That's not called living. So that is a more fundamental explanation, a more fundamental application of teishu kein taduru. Umay. The darshinan, this continues somewhere. Umay, the darshinan b'chol tuchta. So now, then the mitzvah goes on to offer onto a side point. But let's just, let's read the side point. Umay, the darshinan b'chol tuchta. Teishu v'gedur. Lam milishna de teishu nachon. The other rabbi, go ksif taduru, ksif teishu, mafra ibcha. El shana lamein kim mi kavonas ha-mitzvah. Shamar tor basukas teishu shevas yamim. Klomar, kemoshe hiisen yoshim b'vatechem. Inami l'siv ha-ezok d'Yisrael. So at the end he's just talking about how you learn it out from what language. But the point is he wants to suggest that there's a machlokas here, which perhaps is, or his storch wanted to suggest that it's similar to the machlokas that we saw before, the Magen Avraham and the Levush, in terms of how fundamental do we, how far do we take this Teishu Kein Tadur? Does it mean that I'm mamish completely exempt and I don't even have the obligation to build this sukkah? No, it just means that if it's difficult, so you don't have to do it. But if you have the opportunity to do it, so you have to certainly live in the sukkah. So perhaps one could argue that it's the same type of dispute over here, that whether you extend Teshuvah, does Teshuvah Kedura only apply in a situation where I'm mamish losing money? In other words, so nobody is going to live in a way that he's losing money. That's not a way to live. Or is Teshuvah Kedura to say, even if it's just a tircha, even if it's just a bother, even if it's, I'm not going to lose money, but it's just not a comfortable way to live. It's a question of where you draw the line of how you apply Teshuvah Kedura. That's the machlokes between Abai and Rava in the Gemara about whether you say that a guy who's watching it is exempt only if he's going to lose money out of the deal. He's going to lose money, so that's not a way to live. Or you say, no, even the tircha, even if it's just uncomfortable, it's going to be a tircha, that itself will also exempt you from the mitzvah because of Teshuvah Kedura. So that's the two approaches. L'chora, that's what Tosfos, L'chora, that's what Tosfos means. I want to just make two other quick ha'aras to you. The two other quick ha'aras are, tell me if this talks to you at all. There's a Tosfos, just a one-line Tosfos on the page. V'chayav malayla, what do we say? If you're on your way to work during the day, you're pater, but you're chayav malayla, so the Tosfos just says one word. K'sha'adam lan balayla b'yishu. You're chayav at night in the sukkah if you're sleeping at night in the city, which means among people where you can get a sukkah from. But if you're not anywhere that you can get a sukkah, perhaps you'd be exempt. Perhaps Tosfos here is hinting to the position that we saw before in the name of the Levush, who said, Eino chayav lasso sukkah, right? You're not obligated to go make a sukkah. If there's a sukkah there around, you have to sit in it. But if you're not in the yishuv, right? But if you're not being lun b'yishuv, it sounds like he's saying it'd be patur even at night, yeah?
Well, maybe it's a sakana issue.
Safety issue.
Oh, so let's get to the safety issue. So the Meiri, let's get to the safety issue, right? This is what we're all hanging our hats on, that we none of us sleep in the sukkah, right? It's the safety issue. So let's see the Meiri. So let's just close with that. That's the last R I wanted to make. The last R I wanted to make is the end of this Meiri over here. And Rava answers, Pirza Kor, L'ganav, Klom, Ach, Dirasa, Kfor, L'Shem, Lo, Iskul, L'Shem, B'Zuk, She, Nozim, B'Makom, L'Abed, Shalo, V'Harei, Yemos, Hashem, Sukkah, Ganovim, Makir, Shu, B'Zuk, V'Gon, B'Makom, Acher. Umikan, Samchu, B'Ktsas, Makomu, says the Meiri. Because of this halacha, that if you're going to lose money, you're going to be in such pain, so you're not obligated to sit in the sukkah in a way you're going to lose money. Mikan samchu b'ktsas makomos, and the times of the view is ktsas makomos, shekol sheyesh b'yeshiva sam, anyone that is going to be in their living, mimakom ach b'sukkah, chashash ganavim, that you're afraid if you're in the sukkah, you're going to have ganavim, olistim, or you're going to have robbers. If you're going to be in the sukkah, so the robbers are going to go into your house, and they're going to do that. Anywhere you have such a chashash, so what do they do? Osim sukkah b'chatzar beis hakneses. You make a sukkah in the courtyard of the shul. Umavarach in birkas leishi b'sukkah. You make the brach of leishi b'sukkah, just eat a little bit in the shul sukkah. V'holchem b'bateyem, lishon v'lechol v'lo sukkah. They go back to their homes to sleep and to eat without a sukkah. V'af anu noagin l'hokel shelo litein mitos shelonu b'sukkah, says the Meiri. Even we are knowing l'hokel not to sleep in the sukkah. Why? V'lishkav sham b'pnei sakonas hatsina, because it's very cold. Shei mitzuya b'alaylos b'mechuzos halolo, that at night in our communities, the Meiri says that it was very cold in our communities. V'chein shehem alulim b'gshamim harbe, osos man, there's a lot of rain. V'arayonu k'moshim e'kara. Ela shavoseinu v'raboseinu, but our fathers and our rabbeim hayu noagim b'leilos harishonim, uv'yamim harishonim, she'yishenim shom kima b'bigdeim, derech chibuv mitzvah, they would go out and sleep a little bit just to be mechabim the mitzvah. V'kama p'amim ra'isi ba'avosai huv'rabosai, says the Meiri, many times I saw my father, my parents, and my rabbeim, she'laila harishonim, the first night, af b'gishonim harbe, even if it was pouring rain, she'yu nostim kova shel levad b'roshayim, Oakland Shum, they would put a rain hat or something on there to go out to Mishum Chib of Mitzvah. So the Meiri says, Meikra did, you have a lot of room to be Mekel. And someone was talking to me this sukkah about, you know, if it's very hot, like in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, I have a brother who lives in Boca Raton, Florida. I mean, you go down there, sukkah's time, you go sit in the sukkah, I mean, it is hot. So the question is, you know, if nowadays, that's what somebody was talking to me about, if nowadays most people, if it would be that hot in your house, you'd go to your neighbor. I mean, if you're in the middle of it's 100 degrees and the air conditioning is not working in your house. I mean, when I grew up, we didn't have any air conditioning in the house. I don't know. My father, we had maybe one. We used to have a camp over the summer. It wasn't so bad. But We never had central air conditioning. We had maybe one rickety air conditioner in the living room. Barely made it to the dining room. Certainly not to the den. You know, nowadays I got to assume if it's 105 degrees outside, it's 100 degrees. Like in Florida, you go there for sukkahs in Florida. I once went to visit there. So some people actually have air conditioners in the sukkah. You have to have it. You can't. But nowadays, if a person wouldn't, if it was in a house like that, you'd go to your relatives. If the air conditioning broke in the middle of the summer, it's a little bit of a sakana to be at 105 degrees. So would that be a reason? We think about cold exempting you from the sukkah. It's too cold. So cold could exempt you, sitting there in your winter coat. If the heat wouldn't work in your house, you know, in the middle of it, if it's cold, if it's 30 degrees outside, the heat wouldn't work in your house. You wouldn't stay in your house. You'd go to somewhere where there's heat. So that could be a good exemption. And the heat, the reverse way, if it's too hot, and you know, you wouldn't live like that in the house, and there'd be an air conditioner. This could be totally in this issue about, is it just tircha? How much pain gets you out of the sukkah? Not so posh. Is it just tircha? Or does it have to be mamish hefsid? Do you have to mamish be in pain? So it could be that's part of the issue that Abai and Rav are discussing in the Gemara. It could be part of the issue, maybe that the Levush and the Magen Avraham, you have to go build a sukkah. If you're in the middle of nowhere, you have to go build it. Or no, if there's a sukkah around, you go sit there. But if you don't, if you're on a business trip and you're in the night, so that's part of the issue that you have to work out an achronim debate about how far can we take this heter of Teshuv Kein Tanur.